This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Wednesday it had destroyed Russian pontoon bridges with U.S.-made weapons to defend its incursion into Russia's Kursk region, while Moscow said its forces had halted Kyiv's advance there and gained ground in eastern Ukraine. Kyiv has announced a string of battlefield successes since it crossed unexpectedly into Kursk region on August 6th. Moscow has steadily inched forward in eastern Ukraine, pressuring troops worn down by 2.5 years of fighting. U.S. vice presidential nominee Tim Walz has two jobs on Wednesday night when he addresses the Democratic convention. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Much of the nation doesn't know who Walz is, and campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says tonight is the Minnesota governor's chance to tell them.
A wider swath of the electorate is going to have the opportunity to fully understand and get to know who Governor Walz is.
But on a night whose theme is a fight for our freedoms, Walz will also have to transition the convention from last night's party atmosphere to the campaign's central theme that another Donald Trump term would endanger American democracy and liberties on things including reproductive rights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump held his first outdoor event outside his various properties on Wednesday since last month's attempt on his life. He was protected by glass shields and snipers on adjacent rooftops.
We got, I don't know if the stage is going to hold him, but if it doesn't, we've had bigger risks than this. Come on, sheriffs.
The former U.S. president survived an assassination attempt on July 13th. This